As you all know that in Saudi Arabia attacked, invaded Yemen, and they are killing innocent kids, women, men in Yemen for like more than 4 years now. We have a brother, Hamza Shaiban here from Yemen, and I would like to invite him to say some words. So we should know what's going on in Yemen and what the terrorist regime of Al Saud is doing in Yemen.
Bismillah, brother Hamza.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone.
Assalamu alaikum.
Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Before I start talking, I just want to mention that, you know, Pakistani people throughout history, they've been very well known for standing by the Ummah and the problems of the Ummah. And this is very obvious. And I'll give you an example. When you go out in any protest, whether it's for Palestine, for Yemen, for Lebanon, for Iraq, or for any cause of the that has to do with Islam, majority of people who are coming out are from Pakistan. This is something that they are very well known for. So thank you for that. Now, when we see today that the Pakistani government is welcoming a war criminal like Mohammed bin Salman, or MBS, to come to Pakistan and host him in that country, I believe this does not reflect what Pakistani people stand for. And this is very sad. This is very sad to see that someone who is a war criminal is being treated like a hero. You know, almost everyone knows here that Yemen has been attacked for the past 4 years by the Saudi regime. The human crisis in Yemen is unbelievable. It's the worst human crisis, according to the UN, in the past 100 years. Hundreds of thousands of people have died. 85,000 children have been starved to death. And I'm talking about children who died because they did not have access to food. You know, we have the world's cholera outbreak in the history of this earth. 1.2 million people suffer from cholera. And you know, cholera is a disease that you will get if you can't have access to clean water. Yet, the solution is very easy for this disease, but the Yemeni people cannot afford, or they do not have the means to treat the people who have this disease. I could talk for hours and hours about the misery that is happening in Yemen. But what we hope is that we hope the Pakistani people you know, continue supporting Yemen and continue supporting the Islamic, you know, problems that the Ummah is facing today. And let me tell you one thing, this has nothing to do with, forget about Sunnah, forget about Shia, forget even about Islam. What's happening in Yemen is pure, like it's a humanity thing. Like it's not even religious or, you know, or anything. Like it's a pure humanity. People have been, you know, the ports are blocked in Yemen, airports, food is not allowed in. 20 million people are on the brink of a famine. So, you know, if you look at it from any angle, it doesn't make any sense. And the people who are behind this misery are definitely are not human beings. Not even speaking about whether they represent Islam or not, that's something that we shouldn't be even talking about. But even from a humanitarian perspective, this is not even human. Thank you everyone for coming out in this call. We really appreciate the support of the Pakistani people, and we wish that the government of Pakistan would really reflect what the Pakistani people stand for. Thank you a lot.
Pakistan is on the hard ground!
Pakistan!
Allah Muhammad and Ali Muhammad.